We are joined here in the studio, as promised, by Dr. Mohan Chilakuri of Durham Family Medicine. He's also with the Durham Orange County Medical Society, which is sponsoring this conversation. I'm going to talk today about changing the focus of healthcare from fixing to preventing and what that can mean for us here locally. Dr. Chilakuri, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me, Aaron.
So first of all, tell us about yourself. What's your background?
Okay, I'm a family physician. Mm-hmm. I work at a clinic that's been there for about 20 years, at Durham Family Medicine. And one of my passions is obviously to get people to be at their best health, what I call, you know, peak health. Mm-hmm. So another passion is, in conjunction with that, is to change the name of Durham from a city of medicine to a city of health. And mm-hmm. the reason is this: the city of medicine sounds very reactive. You know, we don't want to be proud of how well and how many bypass surgeries we do. We want to be proud of how to prevent these things. So mm-hmm. we have to be a city of health. And how do we get there? And so in that context, I talk about how can every one of us be at peak health? Mm-hmm. Why are you not at peak health? And how to get there.
This is such an important component of just the healthcare in general and the entire healthcare conversation. And I love the idea of kind of reframing, in this case, Durham, from medicine specifically to health in general. But this is something that everyone
community.
Can do, every community can
every
do,
community,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are the steps that we need to take?
Okay. So some of the steps are pretty straightforward. About 15 years ago, I used to talk to people to get healthy, and because obesity is the driver, I call it the mother of many metabolic maladies, such mm-hmm. as hypertension and diabetes and impaired glucose tolerance, which is like in between normal and diabetes. So I told this one lady who was a secretary, she was in her 40s, she was diabetic, she had high blood pressure, and she was tall, but she weighed, you know, more than 350 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I said, I want you to do three watches. I want you to get three watches. She said, what? I said, sugar watch, starch watch, and stopwatch. All right? Mm-hmm. So I explained what that means. Sugar watch would be avoid man-made sugars, and starch watch is avoid refined starches like white bread, mm-hmm. white pasta, white rice. Stopwatch is daily exercise, work out every day that you eat. And the amazing thing is she lost 50 pounds in her first year, another 50 in her second year, another 50 in her third year, and 40 in her fourth year. She lost 190 pounds, and because she was weighing, you know, over 350.
Yeah.
And her diabetes went away, her blood pressure went away, we stopped all her medications. Mm-hmm. So we have multiple examples of patients like that who have taken charge to be at their best health mm-hmm. by doing these things. It's not easy. You have to make these daily decisions. Lately, I've been talking about modified form of that. I call it the SOS plan. SOS, as we know, is save our souls, a distress signal. But it's
right.
just a play on these letters. And it's pretty straightforward. SOS. The first S is sugar, mm-hmm. sugar basket. The O is oil basket.
Okay.
And the third letter is starch basket.
Okay.
Basically, same kind of stuff. I put oils in because fried foods are just packed with calories.
Yeah.
So we want to focus on consuming low-calorie density foods like fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, work out every day that you eat for at least 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as simple as walking. So with these plans, we've had at our clinic more than a dozen patients who have reversed their diabetes. Either they have cured themselves completely or they are very close to being normal.
Mm-hmm. Is that, we're speaking with Dr. Mohan Chilakuri, by the way, Durham Orange County Medical Society, that SOS model, kind of watching your sugars and your oils and your starches, is that for everyone? Is that something that everyone should be doing?
Well, it's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's for those who are not at their peak health.
Okay.
If you are consuming these things, if you play basketball, you're 17 years old, you're on the basketball team, you're running around for 2 hours a day, then these things are not a problem
yeah.
for you, okay? Only if you're out of balance.
You can go to the state fair and have the
yeah,
fried Twinkies and everything else.
Yeah, if you're in balance, then you're fine
mm-hmm.
if you're out of balance. So another thing that that I talk about is our modern world is full of enticements, mm-hmm. corporate enticements.
Yes.
We all know that cigarette companies are legal. Mm-hmm. They have a legal product, but it's not good for us. Mm-hmm. So they're, in a sense, predators, predatory capitalism, or even parasitic capitalism. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to food products, you know, companies that are selling sugared sodas, you can say are predatory in one sense, mm-hmm. because people are inclined to not burn it off, consume it. So we have, or humans are, have a proclivity to like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because for many years we ate the fruits and we like, you know, people who liked and survived. Mm-hmm. So that trait continued. But when we got so smart a couple of thousand years ago, where we made our own sugar and put it in everything, of course we like it even more. I call sugar the perfume of fruit.
Yeah.
So we like flowers, we like perfume, therefore we like fruits, we like sugar. So there's nothing wrong with us liking sugar. What's wrong is the easy availability. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere.
It's cheaper sometimes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and then we don't burn it off, we accumulate. So we become energy hoarders. And mm-hmm. energy hoarders, or basically our energy bank is so full that it causes these metabolic maladies of high sugar.
Yeah. This is, and the kind of the economic side of this is also an issue, because you go to the grocery store, a lot of the cheapest stuff and the easiest to prepare is that processed sugary stuff. You go out to eat, it's much quicker and cheaper to go to fast food and get everything fried.
Exactly.
So how do you do this? How do you eat right?
Yeah.
And kind of economically at the
yeah,
same
exactly.
time, what should you buy?
Okay. So that's fantastic that
yeah.
you asked me that question. This is a common problem. So I tell, I've been telling patients just a very, very short scenario. When a fisherman goes fishing, they use a lure to catch the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you're fishing in a lake. A fish is seeing your lure, and the fish is thinking, wow, that looks really good. I'm going to bite it, all right? A big mistake. The fish is making a big mistake, because once it's caught, it's pulled out, you know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, we are being lured and enticed. When we go to Harris Theater and you got to pass the vegetables and fruits, you got to mm-hmm. walk through all these tables, so you have these pound cakes, cookies, muffins, and not only are they enticing you with samples, they're enticing you with, you know, buy one, get the second one free,
right,
or, you know,
right.
60% off. And you get the sodas for two, buy two and you get three free. These are enticements. So here's the question that all of us should think about. Are we smarter than fish?
I'm not 100% sure.
With respect to
depends
lures.
Depends on how you
right?
really
yeah.
smart
that
fish,
something?
You know.
So let's get smarter. So
yeah.
we have to inoculate mm-hmm. our population that we are being lured, in a sense, to our own detriment.
Right.
You know, we are the guinea pigs in this bigger picture where profit-making trumps, basically, mm-hmm. the, you know, they're not conscious, socially responsible capitalism. So
yeah.
we have to be aware of that and say, okay, well, look, yes, it seems like a good value, it tastes good, but is it good for my health?
Mm-hmm.
And I also have this concept of rumble strips. Rumble strips are, you know, whoever thought of it is a genius, because it tells us that we're coming off the road mm-hmm. when you hear it. So what are our rumble strips with respect to health? Okay, if your blood pressure is high, then that's a noise from your rumble strip. You got to get back on the road to health. If you have diabetes type 2, somebody even said diabetes type 2 is unnecessary. You know, when I first heard that, I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. But it does. That's a rumble strip saying, get back on the road of good health.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Dr. Mohan Chilakuri, so those are the things to steer away from. When we walk into the grocery store, what should we be steering towards? You walk into a Harris Teeter, you've got $10 in your pocket. It's not very much. You still need to buy healthy food.
Yeah, yeah.
What,
fruits
do you, what
and
should
vegetables.
You get to? Fruits
yeah.
and vegetables?
So I'm recommending
yeah.
we eat at least 4 or 5 vegetables a day
mm-hmm.
and about 4 fruits a day.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, I can't afford it. They're too expensive. But here's the New York Times journalist once made an assessment or a study of this. And he said, no, you know, fast food is, you know, junk food. But yes, it seems to be cheaper. But when you buy with the same amount of money, you can buy healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to prepare it at home.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Then it's not more expensive. So it's doable. You have to get around obstacles. People always come up with, you know, excuses.
So this is what individuals can do. What can communities do
oh, right,
to
right.
make
That's
people
a good question.
Healthy?
Yeah. So I think the communities, what we have to do is we have to become a community of collaborators. We have to create, you know, hundreds of points of light that help spread the message out, not only about this SOS baskets, and regular exercise. We have to provide children with more play and sports activities. Mm-hmm. It almost must be a requirement. We have to have community gardens, more green space, more parks. We need to help reduce screen time for children and adults. We need to have help, you know, schools and churches have shared space usage for these facilities like basketball. We need to consider, I know some communities and even countries like Mexico are doing this, sugar-sweetened beverage taxes or excise tax or sales tax to current prices to just kind of demotivate people and so that it's not as cheap. Mm-hmm. And it's been shown to be helpful for these communities' health. Another thing would be worksite obesity prevention interventions such as just environmental behavioral strategies. You won't believe how many patients I have who say, Doc, I want to be healthy. I don't have any junk food at the house. But when I go to work, people are always celebrating, bringing candy, cookies, pies, this and that. And they have celebrations about something or the other, usually birthdays. And they're constantly enticed to eat them, you know. And people with diabetes are enticed, and they can't help themselves. So we have to create a way to control our environment at home and at work.
Speaking with Dr. Mohan Chilakuri, we're going to wrap up the conversation, but final thoughts, what should people take away?
Yeah, I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, am I at peak health?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, why not? What is in my way? Am I being fished? Am I being enticed? How do I control my environment so that I don't give in? I think the take-home message is, Take charge of your health. See what's coming in your way, and these are daily decisions we have to make to be at our best health. And not only that, to help our community. Once you're successful on your path to good health, you help your family and your circle of friends, and that will ripple out to a great community of health.
Again, Dr. Mohan Chilakuri with the Durham Orange County Medical Society and Durham Family Medicine. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Pleasure to be here.